we started the topic of Onah yesterday, and we just started to get into the issue of whether Onah, the Isra of overcharging, is that a din in Choshen Mishpat? Is that a din in Din in Mamanis? Or is it a din in Noah? It's a halacha. It's a Yaradei, a halacha. But it's not nothing to do with Gezela. Meaning, let's say I overcharge you. Is that called that I charge you $2,000, something that costs $1,000? Is that called that I'm gonev, that I'm stealing from you? And the reason that I have to return the money or return the mekach is because there's a mitzvah, the heshev as a gzela, you have to return the item that you stole? Or do you say, no, it's nothing to do with stealing. I didn't steal anything. It was a transaction. You willfully gave me the money. But there's a din, there's a halacha that I have to return money that I overcharged. So this, we pointed out, in the context of, we were discussing the two dinim of Onah. There's a din of tashlumin, and then there's a din of the Isser. We pointed out the Ramban raises the question, how can we say Ein Onah b'Karkaos, that there's no Onah in Karka? After all, the Pasuk itself is talking about Karka. So how could you say Ein Onah b'Karkaos? That's what the Ramban was mechadesh. That the Isser of Onah, the Isser to overcharge, that applies to Karka, to Metalton, to everything equally. The Tashlumin of Onah, the Chiyuv to actually pay back, that's where we say it doesn't apply to Karka. That only applies to Metaltalin. So we said, so when do we ever have a case where you can have an Isra of Ona'ah without Tashlumin of Ona'ah? So we said, yeah, we have a very simple case. Let's say I overcharge by less than 1/6. I charge you $1,042. I don't know why I picked 42 cents. Yes, maybe let's stick with it. I charge you $1,042 for something that should cost you $1,000. So the halacha is, we said, according to the Machane Ephraim, I stole those 42 cents from you. I did the Isser of Onah, not stole, shouldn't use the word stole, but I did the Isser of Onah, and the only reason I don't have to return is because the assumption is that you're Mochel. So I did the Isser, but there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Right? That's how the Machane Ephraim assumes, that it's a violation of the Isser Onah, but there's no Chiyuv to pay it back, because it's less than a sixth. On the flip side, can you ever have a chiyuv to pay it back without having the iser? So we pointed out that Reb Chaim Ozer and Achiezer Chelik Gimelson Peyalvos Chavches points out that what if you have a katan who runs his business, he has his lemonade stand, and instead of charging the 5 cents for a tall glass of iced tea or iced lemonade that he should charge, he charges you 50 cents. Terrible Onah, overcharging you by a lot. So is there an iser Onah on the katan? There's no isur anything on a katan. He's a child. There's no isurim on a katan. But does he have to pay it back? Says Reb Chaim Ozer, absolutely he has to pay it back. Because that's stolen money. So of course he has to pay it back. So what do you see Reb Chaim Ozer holds? That returning Ona'a is not just stam a din in Ona'a. It's a din of gzela. It's a din in stealing. You have to return Ona'a the same way you have to return any item that was stolen. Now this idea that there are dine gezel when it comes to Onah, that we treat it like gezel, is really brought up in the Tur, in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Chav Zayin. If you, as we'll get it out, the Tur in Siman Reish Chav Zayin seems to make this equation already between Onah and gezel. The Tur writes, where is it? The Torah writes that. That's a long piece. No, I'm not going to find it now. All right, but the Torah writes, the Lashon of the Torah, I wrote in my notes at least. The Torah writes in Choshen Mishpat, Asu la'adam lahonos chavero. It's also for us, probably at the beginning. It's also for a person to do Ona'a on his friend, to overcharge his friend. Yeah, it's right at the beginning. Also, Adam Lahonos Lechavero, Bein Bemecho, Bein Bemkaro. You're not allowed to cheat a person in a sale, whether you are the buyer or whether you are the seller. Ve'ezman She'ina, Bein Mocher, Bein Lokech, Over Belav, Imhu Bemezid, Vimhu Beshogu Be'isolav. And if you do it, you violate a los, I say. V'ein lokin alav, you don't get malchus on it. Lufisha b'chla lav delo sigzol hu. Why do you not get malchus on it? Because it's just like lo sigzol. Why do you not get malchus on lo sigzol? On the Isur to steal? Because the halacha is, there are several types of los assays that you don't get malchus on. For example, alav shein bo maisa, you don't get malchus on. Sigzal lav shein b'maisa? No, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Stealing is maisa. Oh, na'a? Also, it's lav sheyesh b'maisa. Why don't you get malchus on the lav lo sigzal? Because it's a lav anita klase. It's a lav that you could fix by doing an assay. What's the assay that could fix the lav of stealing? It's possible it says, return it. And that way you could fix it. Anytime you have lav anita klase, you don't get malchus. Says the Torah, there's no malchus on ona'a, because bechla lav de lo sigzalu. Dinit al ni shavon. It's just like lo sigzal, you could return it. When you cheat someone in a deal, you have to return the extra money. You have to return what you stole. So now, is the Torah saying that it's called stealing when you overcharge somebody? Or is he saying, no, it's a separate din called a na'a? This is a machlokas aposkim, how to understand the Torah. Beis Yosef on the spot says, when he says that it's a lav v'lo sigzol, says the Beis Yosef, lav davka. He doesn't really mean that it's a lav of lo sigzal. Perish shedome lav de lo sigzal. It means it's similar to lo sigzal, dimishum, denitan lishavon, in lokin alav. In that, there's a way to fix it. There's a way to rectify the situation. That's all he means. But he doesn't mean that overcharging is stealing. Nah, stealing is stealing. Over here, you sold something to somebody. The guy paid you willingly. You told him what it cost, and he paid you all that money. That's not stealing, but it's similar to stealing in that there's a way to fix it. And the way to fix it is by returning the money. That's how the Beis Yosef understands. But it's absolutely not lo sigzal, says the Beis Yosef. However, the pashtus of the Torah is, the pashtus reading of the Torah is, that it is a din of gezel. And in fact, the Prisha, on the spot, says, Lufisha b'chlal lo sigzalhu pirush, shegam ze gzeilahu. This is stealing. And by gzeilah, you could fix it by returning the stolen item. So it's lav anita klase, you don't get malchus. This is stealing. You have a mitzvah to return it, and therefore you don't get malchus. So you have a machlok between the Beis Yosef and the Prisha, whether ona'a is stealing, is this a din in choshen mishpat, that it's called stealing, or it's not, it's stam, a yorodea type of din, it's just a halacha, that you're not allowed to overcharge. Good? Now what's the nafkamina? Whether it's stealing, or it's just a separatist that you're not allowed to overcharge. Let's say I do overcharge. I charge you 50 cents for the 5 cent cup of lemonade, right? I charge you $1,001 for the $1,000 item, right? Let's say I do overcharge, or I charge you $1,200 for the whatever it is. And I go and I take that money that I overcharged, that extra $100 I got, and I'm a Kadesh Anisha with it. I buy a ring, I'm a Kadesh Anisha with it. Ishimu Kadeshas. So now what's the halacha? Under your chuppah, what are they going to ask you when you take out the ring? Is it yours? So if it's not yours, she's not mukadeshas. It has to be yours. Let's say you stole the ring from someone. On the way into your wedding, you realize, I forgot to bring a ring. So you go over to a woman, you say, look there, and you quickly grab a ring off her finger, and you run away. So and then you go to the chuppah. So you stole a ring from someone. So is your wife going to be mukadeshas to you? She's not going to be your wife. She's not going to be mukadesh. She's not going to work. So if you say, oh, na'ah is stealing, if you then use that money to be mukadesh and isha, she's in the Mekadashas. But if you say, no, it's not stealing. It's an Aveira. It's a terrible thing. It's an Issa. But it's not stealing. You have a mitzvah to return it, but it is yours. Monetarily, it's still yours. It's just that you did the wrong thing, and therefore you have a mitzvah to fix it. So that's a big nafkamina. Where else do we have such a similar debate? So we already discussed once. Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher Maseches Gittin discusses, we have a similar debate when it comes to the issur of ribbis. I'm not allowed to charge interest. Let's say I lend you money and I charge interest. And then I take that interest and I go and I'm a Kaddish and Isha with the interest. So you have a similar debate over there between the Ritva on the one hand and the Rimagash and the Meiri on the other hand. Whether the money that I charge interest with is considered gezel. Is it stolen money? Or do we say, no, charging interest has nothing to do with stealing. Stealing is one iser, and if you have stolen money, you cannot be mekadesh nisha with it. But charging interest, it is your money. The person paid you willingly. It is your money. It's just that you did a terrible avera, and you should return it because you did a terrible avera. But it is your money. So the Ritva writes that the ribbis is your money. The Ritva in Kiddushin Davavam Beis. It's your money. Whereas the Me'iri and the Rimigash say, no, it's gezel to use the money of to have that money of ribbis. So apparently by ribbis, the Ritva is mechalik between the Yoredeya Halacha, meaning what the Halacha of ribbis is, versus the Dinei Choshen Mishpat. And the Rimigash says there's no such chiluk. Where else do we have an example of such a similar idea? That you could have money that you weren't allowed to have, but there's a machlokas whether that's called stolen money or not. We not only have it by ona'a when you overcharge, we not only have it by ribbis, but the context that originally came up is when we were saying shiur ma'an, shmitas ksafim. Halach is in the shmita year, all loans that I made are cancelled. Let's say I ask for the money back anyway, and the guy pays me my money back. So we said that was the chakira, that was the machlokas in the Rishonim. Do we assume that shmitas ksafim means that God says the guy no longer owes you money? Afkasa de malka, he doesn't owe you money anymore. And therefore, if you take that money, you are stealing it. Or do we assume, no, God doesn't say he doesn't owe you money anymore. God says you're not allowed to ask him for the money. You're not allowed to press him for the money. But the chov is still there. The dine mamonis is still there. He still owes you the money. And therefore, if you do ask him for the money, you did a terrible thing. You're a rasha if you ask him for the money. It's awful, horrible. But guess what? It's your money. We have that same discussion over there when it comes to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Yireyim holds that it's Afkasa de Malka. Hashem makes it that it's no longer... the Yireyim holds the other way, that Hashem makes it that although you're not allowed to ask for it, it's still your money. And others hold that no, it's Afkasa de Malka, that Hashem makes it that it's no longer your money, that you're entitled to, you're no longer entitled to that money. If you do have that money, you can't be Mekadesh Nisha with that money. So you have this, comes up all over the place. Another implication of this concept, that Ona'a might have Gezel as part of the nature of Ona'a, is a comment Reb Chaim has in the Chidush Agrach in Hilchos Mechira Perek Tesvav. What if you overcharge exactly 1/6? What did we say the halach is? You overcharge by exactly 1/6. What did we say yesterday? The mekach is still binding, but you have to return the extra money. So wait a second. I get that if I overcharge less than 1/6, I don't have to return anything, because we could ignore that, it's mechila, whatever. I get that if I overcharge by a lot, that the whole thing is a mekach tos. But what's this did? I overcharge by exactly 1/6, mimanav shech. If I cheated you, and... you know, you had no idea that it should cost so little, and you paid so much more, and the whole thing was a fraud. So then, the whole mekach should be batal. I should have to return the whole thing, and we should just forget this ever happened. And if I didn't cheat you, it's something that's on the mechila. So then, I shouldn't have to pay back anything. Why is it that the mekach is binding, but the extra money I got to return? Where does that come from? How do we view this transaction? So says Reb Chaim that the returning of the ona'a is not a reyusa on the actual mekach. It doesn't mean that the transaction wasn't binding. The mekach is not a mekach tos. Meaning, if you open up a choshen mishpat, was this a good transaction? Was this a binding transaction? Yes. Well, then what am I returning the money for? That's not a dinei mamonos thing. That's not a dinei in choshen mishpat. That's a yoredeya halacha. That's the iser. That I'm not allowed to keep money that I overcharge by 1/6. The mekach happened with full gemiras das. It's not a mekach tos. But there's a din of returning the money. There's a yoredeya type of din that I have to return the money. This split between the dinei mamonos element of it versus the halachos of the ona'a could explain why it is that exactly a sixth, the mekach is still there, because it's not a mekach tos. Choshem mishmar, it's not a mekach tos. But I have a halacha that I have to return the money. So it comes out, less than a sixth, we assume there's mechila. When it's exactly a sixth, we're mechalik between the choshen mishpat element of it, where we say that the mekach is binding, and the yaradeya element of it, where we assume that I do have to return the money. When it's more than a sixth, the mekach is batal lagamri. L'chora, when it's more than a sixth, why is the mekach batal lagamri? Why do we assume that the sale is not binding? Is that a yaradeya alach, or is that a choshen mishpat alach? So that seems, when you say it's batal lagamri, you're calling that a mekach tos. That's a din choshen mishpat. It's a regular mekach tos. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua says it straight out. He says, why is it that when I charge you $2,000 for a $1,000 item that the mekach is batel? He says, because it's like selling you oranges and giving you apples. It's mekach tos. I told you I'm giving you one thing and I gave you something else entirely. The whole thing is a tos. That's why it's not binding. Tosus and Bamitsiya Dafnun and Beis. Dibra Maschel vi ilu. Yeah?
Why is that different? I don't understand why the $2,000 so you expect $1,000 with him and it's worth $1,000 and it sells for $2,000, right? You know it's the same Xbox. So you know it just happens to be paying more monetary value, but apples and oranges are different products.
Right, so that's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. That we view it as if you thought you were getting a $2,000 Xbox, but you were really only getting $1,000 Xbox. That's ki'ilu, it's a different product. You're right, that's the chiddush. That's why it's a leap. Meaning it's not exactly the same, but that's what we're saying. That halachically we view it like it's a total mekach tos. And in fact, Tosfos says it explicitly in Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Amud Beis. Dibra Maschel V'ilu, Tosfos writes, Kivan sheyoser mishtos. Since it's more than a sixth that he's being overcharged. Let me just find it. Yeah. Kivan shu yoser mishtos. Havalei rochok min hamekach yoser midai. It's way too far off from what the agreement was, what the sale was supposed to be. Uki'ilu lo machar klal. It's like you didn't sell anything. Now here it is. Dahavalei ki yayin v'nimtzecho metzcho metz v'nimtze yayin. It's just like he sold you wine and it turned out to be vinegar, or he sold you vinegar and it turned out to be wine. The Shneim Chosru. Or he could be Mevatel the Mekach. Because he sold you something that wasn't what he promised. So says Tosfos, says the Pnei Yeshua, why is it when it's more than a sixth we cancel the sale? That's a Din Choshen Mishpat. So when it's Pachos Mishtos, it's amazing. When it's less than 1/6, why is it that we keep the money? Because there's a Mechila. Choshen Mishpat you don't have to worry about. There's a Mechila. But it's still usher to do Midine the Yaradeya, Midine the Isra Shabbat. Right? When it's more than a sixth, it has nothing to do with the Yaradeya. It's pure Choshen Mishpat. The whole thing is batal. It's a Mekach Tos. When it's exactly a sixth, the Dina Yaradeya tell you that the sale is binding. Dina Choshen Mishpat tell you the sale is binding. The Dina Yaradeya tell you, but you got to return the money. Right? So it turns out that in each section, Pachos Mishtos, exactly Mishtos, Yasser Mishtos, this chilek between the Isser and the Tashlumin, the Isser of Ona'a versus the Dine Mamanis of Ona'a, right, comes up and really frames all the halachas of Ona'a. Yeah?
This is kind of side, but in general, Chushi Mishpat topics, if the person sells you the case of wine and vinegar, the Rebbe buys a barrel, right? The person claims it was wine, right? And it happens to be vinegar. Obviously, it's a mekach tos. Why, in the other case, for wine is just very much more chashuv than vinegar? Wouldn't the person be happy?
Because I prefer. This is what I want.
It's only preference. It's not necessarily quality.
Yeah. So either one could be in that halacha. Either side could back out on the mekach. So let's discuss that also.
But are you chayav b'shalom?
What?
You chayav b'shalom because he's not going to know he sold you a barrel. He's not going to know he sold you wine instead of vinegar.
Well, he's got to know if you're selling something. He's got to deliver the product.
No, I'm saying, but so we open it up.
Yeah.
What if the price of the item fluctuates over 90%?
So that's also a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara itself discusses that when you look at the pricing. Okay. The Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Nun Zayin quotes an Ibaya, raises a question. Bamitzia Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. If I overcharge you for my house by 1/6, so we said I don't know about kakos, right? What if I overcharge you for my house by a lot? In my $650,000 house, I charge you $2 million. So Gemara raises a question. Whether even by karka we would say there's bitul mekach in that case when it's so much. So Rashi over there says that if it's midine mekach tos l'chora it's shaykh by karka also. Meaning if we're talking about the choshem mishma tikadin, right, that this was a mekach tos, then it should apply equally to karka. You can have a mekach tos on karka. If I told you that I'm selling you karka that's really great for planting wheat, but it turns out that the land is condemned and can't grow anything. And it's a, you know, it's a nuclear waste facility or something. So that's a mekach tos, right? So this would be, if the whole din of Yosef Mishtos works midin mekach tos, then it should work for karka also. By karka we have dinim of mekach tos also. That's what Rashi points out over there. L'chora, this is tali in a machlokes rishon. Rashi writes, if it's only midin eona though, it's not midin mekach tos, just midin eona. Well, eona but karkos. L'chora, this tali in a machlokes rishonim as follows. When we say bitul mekach biyosim rishtos, what's the din in the following case? I charge you for this recorder, which should cost $30. I charge you $3,000 for it, right? And then I think to myself, $3,000. I've said 4,000. I don't know, whatever shiurim into this recorder. It means so much to me. It has so much sentimental value. $3,000 isn't going to be enough for... Now, I cheated you like crazy by charging you $3,000 for this. And you're like, okay, yeah, I got a nice recorder for $3,000. You know, it's a little funny. It has the back is a little different color than the front. Okay, whatever, but, you know. And you don't know what the prices are, so you think you got an okay deal, and you're happy to keep it. And I say to you, I want to go back. I'll give you your money back. I want my recorder back. Now, I'm the one that cheated you. But you're okay with the deal, and I'm the one that wants to back out. Am I entitled to back out? And to say, no, let's undo this? The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet, writes, Hama'ana oso eino yachal lachzar. The guy who did the cheating, who did the overcharging, he's not allowed to back out. He can't claim mekach tos. Now, generally, as I mentioned before, with the wine and the vinegar, what did we say? Who could back out by the wine and the vinegar? Either party. When you deal within halachos of mekach tos, both parties can back out. When the Rambam says only one party could back out over here, what's he really telling us? That this is not a din of mekach tos. This is not the regular choshe mishpat din of mekach tos. What is this? Is Yerodei a din called Ona'a? When I say Yerodei, I don't mean literally Yerodei. It is actually in Choshe Mishma, but I mean, this is an Isser, a separate Isser called Ona'a. This has nothing to do with Mekach Tos. Tosfos Meseches Bamatia Daf Nurim Beis, Tosfos Meseches Babasar Daf Pedalid, both say that if I want to back out and I want to say I'll give you back your $3,000, give me back that recorder, I'm allowed to back out also. Either one of us could back out. Why? Because it's a din of mekach tos.
Do you have a certain time or length that you can back out?
That's also a good question. I'm not sure. We have to go through the siman of ona halach lemaisa. We'll try to figure. Maybe tomorrow we'll do halach lemaisa shir and ona. I haven't really looked into the inyan ever. But maybe now that machlokas is the same issue. Is it a mekach tos issue or is it not? In fact, it turns out it's machlokas mechaber rama mechosh mishpat siman reish chav zayin. I happen to have a Torah in front of me on the Chabur or the Ramah, but it's Machlokes Mechaber in the Ramah in Reish Chav Zayin Sif Se'if Dalid, whether the Ma'ane is allowed to back out. Another nafkamina. The Ramban writes, Hama'ane es chavero l'da'as over belav. Ramban writes, someone is ma'ane his friend, but l'da'as over belav. What word is extra there? Say it again. Hama'ane es chavero l'da'as over belav. L'da'as. What's l'da'as doing there? Let's say I steal from you by accident. Do I have to return it? Yeah. Hama'anes chaveru l'da'as over blav. I steal from you b'shogeg. You know what that's called? An avera b'shogeg. Right? But says the Ramban, you only violate ona'a if you do it willingly. L'chora, he's saying, if you do it b'shogeg, it's not an issue at all. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, same lashon. Okay, whether it's provable or not, but in theory at least, did I violate a law? If I stole the shogeg, yes, I violated a law. The shogeg, but I violated a law. If I do onah of a shogeg, I didn't violate a law at all. Says Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher and Parshas Bahar, this is also tali whether it's a din of onah or a din of gezel. If you hold it's a din of gezel, then you can't be mechalik between shogeg and mezid, just like we're not mechalik between shogeg and mezid when it comes to gezel. But if you're going to be mechalik between shogeg and mezid, then it must be that you hold it's not gezel, it's din of onah. So it's just like by ribbis, the Ritva writes, we mentioned before, by ribbis, when you charge interest, that's not called gezel, it's just an isser midine yaradeya. So by dine onah also, it would only be an isser midine yaradeya, according to the Ramban. Right? That you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. L'daito, midaito. You're not allowed to do it on purpose. Mashal l'mad over dome, says Rav Asher. It's a little bit of a distant mashal. And this is part of that piece of Mechas Asher and Mesechta Gittin also. The famous Nesivus in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. The Nesivus writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. People who only know one Nesivus know this Nesivus. Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Nesivus writes the following. If a person does an Avera b'shogeg, he needs to get kapara for his avera. That's the whole idea of a carbon when you do an avera b'shogeg. If you did an avera midrabanan b'shogeg, the issur was only an issur midrabanan, you don't even need kapara. Why? Because an avera d'oraisa is objectively bad. You ate pig, so granted it was b'shogeg, but that's objectively something wrong and that needs kapara. Whenever there's an Isra D'Rabbanan, it's not objectively bad. It's that you're rebelling against the rabbis. The Avera, every Isra D'Rabbanan could be summarized as rebellion against the rabbis. That's all you've done wrong. There's nothing objectively bad about eating chicken and milk together. It's just that the rabbi said you shouldn't, so you're rebelling against the rabbis when you do it. But if you did it b'shogeg, you have a hard time calling that a rebellion. Right? I didn't even know I was doing it. Can't call that a rebellion. And therefore you wouldn't need kapara b'shogeg. So he says, maybe hu adin, similar idea by the Yisro Na'a. Maybe the Yisro Na'a, according to the Ramban, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, is only if you're ma'ane midas. Only the Yisro of Ona'a is, don't be a jerk. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a bad guy. Well, if I did it b'shogeg, I wasn't being a bad guy. The Yisr of Gezel is not don't be a bad guy. The Yisr of Gezel is don't take things that don't belong to you. And if I took something that doesn't belong to me, whether I did it b'shogeg or mezid, I have something that doesn't belong to me. It's an Yisr of Gezel. The Yisr of Onah, according to Ramban and Chinuch, might not be an Yisr of don't take something that doesn't belong to you. It's an Yisr of don't be a bad guy. Well, if I was doing a b'shogeg, I wasn't a bad guy. To wrap it all up, we had this whole discussion. Is this a din in dine mamonis, or is it a din in isser of a heter? Ona'a. Is ona'a a din of mamon, of overcharging, is a din of an isser? L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina is, the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Mem Tes has a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about ona'a. When it's exactly 1/6. How to define 1/6? Is it 1/6 of the price the guy paid or 1/6 of what it should have cost? Meaning, if it should have cost $5, paying 6, is that called 1/6? Or no, 1/6 is if it should have cost $6, paying 7 is called 1/6. How do we measure the 1/6? There's a milgav milvar. It's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Whether shtos mekach shaninu or shtos ma'os shaninu. How do you paskin when you have machlokes Rav and Shmuel in halacha? Who do we paskin like? So we know you have machlokes pesilah beshami, you paskin a pesilah. Right? That's a good one. That's an easy one. What do you do? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is there any rule that governs machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So this rule comes up all over Shas. Hilchsa kirav bi'isurei, hilchsa kishmuel bedini. Whenever it comes to monetary issues, to choshem mishpat issues, we pass like Shmuel. Shmuel is greater expert in hilchas in dina mamonis. Whenever it comes to yoredeya issues, tahalachi issues, something kosher, nida, things like that, hilchsa kirav, we pass like Rav. Rav was a greater expert in nisavati. Here you have a machlokes in ona'a. Who are you going to paskin like? Well, it depends. If you view ona'a like the Ramban views ona'a, how does Ramban view ona'a? It's only if you do it ladas, because it's not an issue of stealing, it's not choshen mishpat, it's just an avera of not being a jerk. That's what ona'a is. So then there's this veheter. So you're going to paskin like Rav. But if you view ona'a as an issue of gezel, that it's stealing, and that's what the mitzvah of Eishvah Zagzela, and therefore if you use that extra money in your Makadish Nisha Shizena Mukadeshas, and it's a Mekach Tos, like the Tosos understood, that we treat it like a Mekach Tos, like Yayin and Chometz, where it's Mamish and Mekach Tos stealing. If you view it that way, then Hilchsa Kishmuel, because Allah is Kishmuel Bedini. So this is going to be a big nafkamina. Bala Ma'ar at the end of Maseches Bava Kama writes, Hilchsa Kerav. It's Isser V'Heter. So the Bala Ma'ar clearly takes sides on the issue and assumes like the Ramban, assumes like the Sefer Achinuch. So again, we had the broad discussion about the two dinim of Ona, the din of the Isser to do it and the requirement to pay. But then we more broadly discussed, even with the requirement to pay, maybe the requirement to pay is a din al chashmish because you stole, or maybe no, the requirement to pay is not about stealing, the requirement to pay is just because you have a halacha, you have to pay. And we went through several nafkaminas. Nafkamina, whether it's considered a mekach tos, where both sides can back out, or only one side can back out, only the cheated side can back out. We have nafkamina, whether it applies to karka, when it's Yosef Mishtus, because if it's Mekach Tos, Mekach Tos applies to Karka. If it's not, it doesn't. And we have Nafkamina if you do a Bishogeg. Is it only Bidas even if you do a Bishogeg? And Nafkamina, whether you paskin like Rav, whether you paskin like Shmuel. Okay, that will be that's the Lamdas of Anah. Do you want to do Halachas of Anah tomorrow, or you want to go on to the next Sugya? Up to you guys. You say yes, Halachas of Anah? Yeah? Okay.